At this time, WNCW presents More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week, we jump into some of the news making headlines out of McDowell County. That means a visit with the McDowell News and reporter Mike Conley. Hello again, Mike.
It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Mike, let's begin by talking about the group called the Foothills Food Hub. Rather new, but share the group's purpose and how this might impact your region.
For some time now, a local organization has worked to create a Foothills Food Hub to address the problem of food insecurity. We have many people in our community who do not know where their next meal will be coming from. This organization wants to promote healthier foods for people to eat. So the work to create a Foothills Food Hub started when the North Carolina Cooperative Extension for McDowell County received a grant money a couple of years ago. Local residents started coming together to make plans to create a food hub. What this food hub would be is a place, a centralized location, where farmers can bring their goods to be produced into marketable food, and also a place where local food banks at churches and homeless shelters can come to get food to distribute to the needy people in this community. The organizers of the Foothills Food Hub have an advisory council has met to plan this. This proposed food hub will be located within a 9,000 square foot section at a church which is called Nebo Crossing. In fact, this church is so big it has bought a former manufacturing plant as its new home. And within this manufacturing plant will be the church and a 9,000 square foot section for the food hub. This space will be provided to Nebo Crossing Church is partnering with the McDowell Local Food Advisory Council by donating that 9,000 square foot space as the new location for the Foothills Food Hub. And this is being done under a 15-year lease with the church. Now, when it is complete, the food hub will have a place for food pantry storage and packing, a farm fresh produce wash line, cold storage and distribution, teaching kitchen for cooking and other classes, as well as a commercial kitchen for meal preparation and food entrepreneur development. It will be there for restaurant owners who wish to become more of the farm-to-table movement, and it will also be a place where local churches can provide food for the hungry in our local community. And through this food hub, small business owners will have a place to make their food products. It won't be available to just farmers and food-related business owners in McDowell County, but also to other farmers and growers across the Western North Carolina region. And it will also be a central place where local pantries and ministries can get their food items from Manna Food Bank in Asheville. There's still much work and much money that will need to go in it. It is estimated to cost $1.3 million, and it will need large coolers and walk-in freezers for the proper storage. The interior space will also require renovation.
And you know, Mike, that any time a group like the Foothills Food Hub takes on a challenge like this, it starts to grow. You need more help. You need more financial support. So a representative for the Food Hub went before commissioners, and how did that go?
This contribution from the county would allow the planners of the food hub to get an even bigger grant of $150,000 from the Kate B. Reynolds Charitable Trust. The county commissioners did not take formal action. They said they support the idea and want to see it become a reality. In fact, Commission Chairman David Walker pointed out the fact that they've already got a location, which is free. He said that's a big plus. He sounded like he would support this idea. But as for the $75,000, the county commissioners said they would have to consider that along with all the other budget requests as they work on the fiscal year 2019-2020 budget. Heather Edwards with the Foothills Food Hub said there are 334 farms in McDowell County, and a recent survey by our local cooperative extension found 83% of the local farmers are interested in increasing their sales. In that same survey, 91% of those farmers said they sometimes or more often have more product than demand. The purpose of this food hub would be to help these farmers increase their sales and get their products out there placed on people's tables, so addressing the problem of food insecurity. Meanwhile, 25.8% of children in McDowell County live in households that are food insecure, or in other words, they don't know where their next meal is coming from. Those same statistics show 59% of the children in McDowell live in poor or low-income homes, and 15% of the total population is food insecure. Also, adult obesity in McDowell County is 27%. Through this food hub, the idea is to help the farmers get their products out there, make sure that the food insecurity problem is addressed, and also promote healthier, fresh foods, address the problem of adult obesity.
My guest is Mike Conley of the McDowell News on More to the Story from WNCW. Mike, I'd like to take the remainder of our interview time to talk about a story that is also one gaining national attention involving Walmart's decision concerning greeters, going away from their traditional greeters and switching to customer host. A resident in Marion, as a matter of fact, Jay Melton, has been greeting customers at the Marion Walmart for some 17 years. What is his story?
Jay Melton is beloved by just about everyone in this community. He has worked as a Walmart greeter. He has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair. He can walk, but it's with great difficulty. For around 17 years, Jay has been there at Walmart to greet customers as they come in with a friendly smile and a hello. However, the Walmart Corporation is changing the role of a Walmart greeter to something called a customer host. The people who worked as Walmart greeters now have to be able to stand for long periods of time and clean up around the front of the stores, and also they have to be able to lift 25 pounds. Now, there's some greeters who can perform these tasks. However, someone like Jay with a disability cannot do these tasks and may soon be out of a job. We have heard from other Walmart greeters like Jay Melton who have a disability, who are faced with the prospect of not being able to work anymore. Now, the Walmart company has said that they would pay these people more. They're giving them a 60-day transition period to change from being a greeter to being a customer host. There is no way Jay can stand for long periods of time and lift 25 pounds. The Walmart company has offered him a severance package if he can't do the job anymore, but this is his life. He is passionate about being there as a Walmart greeter. He lives to do that job.
And while we have no idea how this might play out, Walmart's decision, someone like a Jay Melton, what the future might hold, we've already seen something encouraging after you printed one of the articles, Mike, correct?
It has resulted in a tremendous outpouring of support for Jay, and also quite a bit of anger against the Walmart company. The support for Jay has ranged from numerous comments on social media to an online petition, which, as of yesterday, had garnered more than 5,000 signatures. His story has also been told on television news channels, and it has gone viral all over the place. Our local Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse has offered him a seasonal position with the possibility of becoming a part-time job. Jay can no longer work at Walmart. In addition, the owner of a convenience store chain here in Marion said he too would give Jay a job at any of his convenience stores. And the owner of the convenience store chain told me that Jay can sit in his store and greet the customers. We will take care of him. I have reached out to the Walmart Corporation. Their spokesman has yet to get back with me as to how they can do this. Even if there's a legal loophole that states that a company can do this to a disabled employee, that does not necessarily make it right.
From the McDowell News, our guest this week on More to the Story has been Mike Conley.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You'll also find More to the Stories as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul.